life insurance. Should you or should you not? What are the halachic perspectives regarding purchasing a life insurance policy? Does it say anything in halacha in the Peskim that encourage or discourage, that prohibit or permit or enforce this practice? And has the Rebbe ever viewed his opinion on the issue? So many people, especially those that are already middle-aged, inquire regarding purchasing a life insurance policy. And the philosophical issues that a Jew faces when making this decision are as follows. First, we know of a saying of the sages brought in Maseches Brachos and Ksubis, Al tiftach peh la-satan, don't open your mouth to the satan. A policy discusses a person's death. Perhaps it's a bad omen to begin discussing what's going to be after 120. Another reason to question the purchase of a life insurance is based on another Gemara in Saita that says that whoever has money in his pocket and says, how will I live tomorrow, is mekatni emunah, is amongst those that have little faith. So if right now you have money to survive, the fact that you're worrying what's going to be after 120 with my wife and kids shows you have little faith. Another argument against purchasing a life insurance policy is that maybe in heaven, the reason they're keeping me alive is because they know I will have no way of supporting my family in the case that the person demises. But if they now have a life insurance policy, the life insurance will cover the support of their family. That reason is no longer applicable in heaven to keep him alive. So these are the arguments that question whether one should purchase a policy or not. We will now discuss what do the Peskim rule regarding this matter. So while we do find that there were some contemporary Rabbanim Peskim of today that do suspect for some or all of the issues that we mentioned, and therefore discourage purchasing a life insurance policy, nonetheless, the vast majority of Peskim and Rabbanim dismiss each one of the above arguments that we brought and rule that it is permitted to buy a life insurance policy. So rules Lechem Shleime, Shlomo Zalman En, Reich Lerova, Silvania, the Priyasada, the Koicheve Yitzchak, in the name of the Shinevarov. So rules the Igros Meishen, various Chuvas, the Bermeisha, Cheisheve Eifed, Yabia Omer, and many other contemporary Rabbanim of today. The vast majority of these Peskim just discuss whether it's permitted or not, and don't actually say that you are encouraged to do so. They just say that there's none of the issues that we mentioned. Why not? What are their counter-arguments? So first off, regarding not to open your mouth to the Satan, we find explicitly in Peskim that regarding issues of death, it's permitted, such as purchasing a grave. It's brought in the Rivash, one of the Rishayinim brought down in the Peskim, that is permitted to buy, to purchase a grave before you pass, even though you're not facing death. It's not considered that you're opening your mouth to the Satan. Likewise, you can't say you consider Mekatne Amunah just because you're preparing for after 120 in terms of supporting your family, as then you can argue maybe one shouldn't work if he has money in the bank, because he already has money in the bank, so why should he work? So of course you have to do Ishtadlus. You have to be realistic. These are the counter-arguments against what we claimed above. Nonetheless, once again, this is not saying that you're encouraged to purchase one, just that there's no halachic issue. But there are many people, including Gdeli Yisrael, that went ahead and purchased life insurance policies to ensure the care of their families after 120. What is the Rebbe's position on this issue? So we do not find any clear directive of the Rebbe, either way, positive or negative, regarding life insurance policies. And as Rav Groner responded to my question, he said, we never saw the Rebbe encourage it. However, we do find in one Sicha, in the 13th of Tammuz, 1951, where the Rebbe said as follows. The concept of selling life insurance is a business from the side of Klipa. Instead of going and announcing to people that they can purchase life, he announces on the contrary that one is to already now to arrange what will happen after 120 years. And therefore, everyone should buy a policy through giving a small amount each year. This job requires great effort and is contrary to logic. Why does one need to speak to others about what will happen after 120 years when he can speak to them about joyful matters? So this is the one sicha where we find the Rebbe discussed life insurance, and the Rebbe did not give a very positive perspective towards encouraging its purchase. Practically, each person can do as they see fit. Person can be meyayetz, can take advice from a rav, from a mashpia, but as it's ruled in the majority of poskim, there's no halachic issue with doing so. Mention must be made that when you purchase a policy, you must purchase a kosher policy, which means a policy that does not have any suspicion of ribis. And likewise, a policy that doesn't require you to sign on an autopsy report, which is contrary to Jewish law. So if you're going ahead and making a policy, make sure that it's a kosher policy.